There is a memory of every experience that ever happened to you, past, present, and future, stored in the memory of your subconscious mind. We are going to work together to access information about your past and future lives and your personal mission or purpose in this life. We will also explore the relationship between your past and future lives. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So it is important to completely relax and play along with the verbal instructions. During each program, I will ask you to completely relax each part of your body. Simply play along and feel your body relaxing as I ask you to do so. During the techniques, I will allow several minutes for you to explore on your own. These times of personal exploration will be signaled by my voice slowly and softly drifting away. When my voice drifts back, we will continue. Before starting your journey, it is important to prepare a comfortable and quiet environment. Select an ideal temperature. Turn off your phone and dress comfortably. I would recommend not using your bed because you are conditioned to sleep there. Instead, use a comfortable chair or a sofa. When a program is completed, I would highly recommend keeping a journal. This is important because recovered information is often fleeting. Also, the very act of writing your impressions and thoughts tells your conscious mind that these insights presented by your subconscious mind are valuable and should be remembered. By training your conscious mind, your subconscious memories will flow freely in the future. How to receive vivid past life impressions. The key to past life exploration is to be open to receive vivid impressions. This skill and ability can be absolutely trained if you are open and receptive. What we are going to do is to begin to work together so you will open up to receiving even more. The first step in doing this is to trust yourself, to trust in your ability, especially your subconscious mind's ability, to give you the adequate knowledge and information you need. So you must be open to receive. Many people have a problem in trusting themselves. They second guess the information that's received. The key of this, of course, is to trust not only the impressions, but your ability to understand the impressions as they flow. This is what a good psychic does when they receive impressions. It's nothing mystical or magical about it. They simply trust the first idea or image that enters their mind. They don't second guess it. They just allow it to develop. Now, one thing I'd like to point out is that this is not necessarily visual. We receive impressions in many different ways. They also can be just as a feeling, or as a single image, or even as a thought that just enters your mind. The key is for you to accept it and to work with it, and don't just push it aside. This is extremely important to gain the answers that you're seeking. What we will do is a series of very simple exercises that will help you to begin to open up to this imagery as it flows. And also, you will begin to understand the different ways that you receive impressions, because we are all different. Only about 50% of people are actually very visual. Many people will just receive a thought, or an impression of an image, or possibly just a fleeting feeling of a certain time and a certain place. And then they allow these images to flow. They don't second guess them, they just allow, which is very important. Now, to begin to open yourself up to this type of past life imagery, the first key is just to allow yourself to be completely open to receive any type of impression as you receive it. To warm you up to this, we will do a few simple exercises to help you to achieve this goal. First, close your eyes and just take a deep breath and just allow yourself to completely relax. Take another deep breath. And what I would like for you to do is just visualize the front door of your home or apartment. Take a deep breath and just imagine that you're walking towards the front door of your house or apartment. You're getting closer to it. And you can reach out your hand and actually touch the door handle. You can feel the coolness of the door handle. You can allow yourself that feeling, that sensation of being at your front door. How do you perceive it? Is it a clear image? Is it a feeling? Is it just a sensation? But just for a moment, pay attention to how you receive impressions. You're at the front door, you're opening the front door, and you're stepping within. And feel yourself stepping within. Now close the door behind you and walk into your living room. If you like, you can take your shoes off and feel the carpet or floor under your feet. Focus your undivided attention on the living room. What does it look like? Take a moment and look around the room. Examine the surroundings. And pay attention to how you receive impressions. Can you see the furniture? How clear is it? Feel yourself in your living room. And examine the colors, the textures, the objects. Now walk to a favorite chair or sofa in your living room. And allow yourself to sit down and be comfortable. What does it feel like to sit down? Feel the upholstery or wood. Focus your undivided attention being in your living room. Allow the impressions to flow and take your time. How do you receive the impressions around you? How are you perceiving this environment? Take a moment, and when you're comfortable, stand up and walk to your bedroom. Just take your time and feel yourself stepping to the bedroom. And as you do, pay attention to what it feels like. And now you can feel yourself actually entering your bedroom. And you can begin to see the bedroom very clearly. You can see the bed. Any windows or curtains? What do they look like? Examine the details. Take your time. What are the colors and textures? You can actually walk to the bed and touch a blanket. What does it feel like? Is a bed made? Are the pillows fluffed up? Focus your undivided attention now. What does the bedroom look like to you now? How are you receiving impressions? Is it just a feeling of being there, or is it a vivid sense of it? Can you see the bed, or is it just an image in your mind of what it should look like? It doesn't matter how you perceive. allow yourself to be there for just a moment and pay attention to how you perceive the images you see. Take another moment and look around. Feel yourself there. You can see all the small details of the room, the colors, any unusual pictures. Allow yourself to be there for just a moment. Pay attention to how you perceive the images you see. Okay, very good. Take a deep breath, and now you can open your eyes, and we will continue to explore this. The important part of this, of course, is how you receive the impressions. Don't second guess it. Many people do. Most people will receive some type of imagery, but each of us is different. It's very seldom a vivid motion picture, as many people believe. It can be a sense of or feeling of an environment. Often this is mixed in with pictures in your mind, or a brief image or fleeting image. That's fine. Be open to this, because often this is how you will receive impressions. Again, this comes down often to trust. You must be able to trust yourself and your ability to receive these impressions and not second guess them. Let's do another exercise just to get the imagery flowing. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and walk to a favorite place. It doesn't matter what this place is. You select the location. It can be a vacation spot. It can be someone's home. Whatever it is, we will go there now. And you will be open to receive vivid impressions from that location. Take another deep breath, allow your eyes to close, and now focus on one of your favorite locations to visit. And feel yourself moving there, gently moving there. Take another deep breath, and I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and on the number 3, you will be able to receive impressions from this place. Number 1, number 2, more and more vivid impressions, and number 3, you absolutely can receive vivid impressions. And now be open to visit this favorite place. Look around and examine the surroundings. How does it look to you? Take a few moments and look around and pay attention to how you perceive the environment and allow it to flow. Don't second guess it. I'm going to be quiet for just a moment as you explore this favorite location and allow the impressions to flow. Okay, you can let go of this now. Take a deep breath and open up your eyes. And we are going to proceed to explore some other types of impressions that you can receive. Past life regression is the exploration of another time, another place, and your ability to be open to that information and then to learn from it. So next, what we will do is I would like you to close your eyes again. And this time, I want you to imagine a time that you had fun. It could be a birthday party. You select the time. You select the event. But it was a time somewhere in your past that you really enjoyed yourself. And just take a deep breath and feel yourself moving to this time, this place. You're opening up to the energy that you experienced in the past. It was a time that you had fun. And you were open to receive vivid impressions from this time. And feel it happening, sense it happening, and the images are flowing. And now we're here at a time that you had fun. And absolutely feel, sense, see that you are there now. Look around at the surroundings and the people. Take a close look at the people around you or the environment around you. Open up to this and feel the enjoyment that you experience then. If you like, you can spend a moment here and absolutely re-experience the joy. To be back in the room listening to my voice. Examine what it felt like. What did this time and place look like to you? You experienced some of the emotion. What was it like? Could you see it? Could you feel it? Could you sense it? The important part of this, of course, is you knowing how you receive the impressions and being open to it. In a very real sense, what you just experienced was a regression, because you went back to a previous time and a previous place in your past, and you allowed yourself to re-experience it. It's just you being open to receive your own imagery. And now we're going to do this one more time and just begin to focus on a specific time. It could be a birthday when you were 15 years old, but a happy event when you were 15. And allow the impressions to flow. Examine what it felt like. What did this time and place look like to you? You experienced some of the emotion. What was it like? Could you see it? Could you feel it? Could you sense it? The important part of this, of course, is you knowing how you receive the impressions and being open to it. In a very real sense, what you just experienced was a regression, because you went back to a previous time and a previous place in your past, and you allowed yourself to re-experience it. It's just you being open to receive your own imagery. And now, we're going to do this one more time and just begin to focus on a specific time. It could be a birthday when you were 15 years old, but a happy event when you were 15, and allow the impressions to flow. Take a deep breath, and I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and on the number 3 you will absolutely be able to receive impressions of some experience that you had at the age of 15. Number 1, number 2, number 3, and now you're completely open to receive imagery from a time when you were 15 years old. Look around. Examine the environment. Are there any people around you? What did they look like? What is happening around you? Do you know the people? Just focus on them for a moment and pay attention how you receive the imagery that you see. How are you receiving impressions? Now. What did it feel like? What was your sense of the environment? And be open to that type of imagery during this entire program. And now, let's expand this a little bit further. And I want you to pick a favorite object that you have in your house. Maybe it's a picture or a painting or a gift of some kind. It does not matter what the object is. But close your eyes and let's go to this object in your house, whatever it may be. Take a deep breath and feel yourself moving to your home or apartment, and you're moving to your favorite object. You can see it clearly, closer and closer. You're stepping closer. You can feel that sense of stepping closer to this object. You can reach out your hand and touch it. You can absolutely feel it. You are with this object. You can look at it from different perspectives. You can see and feel the density. You can touch the object, the colors. Is it cold? Is it warm? What are the textures? Can you feel the weight of it? Do whatever you can to sense this object now and allow yourself to be with it, letting go of all other thoughts and focusing only on this object and absolutely allowing yourself to be there. You're touching it. You're there with the object. Now you can let go of this image. Pay attention to how you receive the impressions of the object, because this is absolutely critical, tapping into your personal method of receiving information and impressions internally. Because all of us are different. This time, what I would like for you to do is to imagine an interaction that you had with another person. It could be any time and any place, but make it a neutral or happy event of some kind. This is an interaction with another person. Allow your eyes to close and just begin to open up to the idea of your ability to vividly receive impressions. Opening up now. Opening up even further. You select the time, the place, the person, and you can absolutely see this other person now before you. And you can observe this interaction, whatever it may be. Do this now. You're with another person and you're having some type of interaction. Vividly see the other person. Feel their presence. Focus your attention on what they look like. What is their hair color? What is their body shape? How old are they? Examine some of the details about their clothes. And now, look down at yourself from an objective viewpoint. What are you wearing? What kind of shoes do you have on, if any? What are the colors? For just a moment, allow yourself to be there, examining this situation. Is there a verbal communication? What is occurring? What is the other person saying? And what are you saying? Take a deep breath. And now begin to look at how are you receiving the impressions? Can you see the person? Do you feel them? Is it a picture? Is it just a sense of the person before you? It does not matter how you're receiving this impression. What's important is your recognition of how you receive. Okay, take a deep breath. You can open your eyes. And we are going to continue. As you can see, this is not a difficult thing to do. It's just a matter of you opening up to your own natural ability to perceive these impressions. We all do it all the time. But many people never look at it in quite this light. They make it more complex, possibly, than it really is. This is very much a natural experience. And you have the absolute ability to receive the images you seek and the images that you need to learn from. And now we're going to do one more. Again, we are going to imagine another time and another place, but this time, I want it to be an event that's not so happy necessarily, but you will remain absolutely objective and neutral to the energy and to the emotions surrounding this event. This may be an interaction with someone or event that was not so happy. It may be a sad moment in your life. But you have the ability to re-experience this and stay completely objective to it and yet experience the event with absolute clarity. Take a deep breath and allow your eyes to close. And become open to an event in your past that may have been a sad or possibly just a neutral event. But you remain completely objective and neutral to any energy surrounding it. And I'm going to count from 1 to 3. In the count of 3, you will be able to receive vivid impressions from this time and this place. Number 1. Number 2. Number 3. And you can feel yourself opening up to this other time, this other place, and you can experience this event, whatever it may have been. You can feel yourself there now, and you can observe it completely detached. Completely objective and non-emotional at all times. And you can easily remove yourself from any situation you desire by simply moving your finger or hand. Who or what was involved? Look at the environment. If there was people, you can see the people now. You can examine the surroundings. As an observer, you can see and understand this event. If there are people involved, you can see them even clearer now. And remain objective. look at the details of the environment. As an observer, you can take in all of the events and understand them and learn from these events. Now again, pay attention to how you are receiving impressions. Okay, take a deep breath and just release this completely. Release all of the energy around this event. And if you like, you can forgive anyone that was involved in this event or situation from your past. You can do this now. Now you can gently return and be open to understand how you receive impressions. How do you receive the imagery? Just allow it to flow. And the more you do this, the better you become. The more open you are to receive this information, the greater amount of information you will receive. Okay, the key to this, of course, is your ability to absolutely sense and feel the energy, the emotions, the visual perceptions of this event to the best of your ability, and not to second guess it, and not to even analyze it. First, allow the impressions to flow. One of the biggest mistakes that people make in past life regression is that they become too analytical. Based on many years of experience, I've found that the key is to be, in many ways, a neutral observer of the events. In that way, you are open to receive the impressions, and your subconscious mind is less likely to block events that may be less than a happy event. Often we learn the most from events that are traumatic and dramatic in our past lives and even from our childhood. The key is to be open to events, but also to be neutral to the events, to be an observer of the events, because we can learn from it without being involved. Often we can learn more, matter of fact, as an observer. We see not only our interaction from an objective standpoint, but we see the other person's actions and reactions, and we can learn from this. Every thought, every word, and every deed is registered in our subconscious mind. And we have the absolute ability to retrieve this information if we are open to it. Nothing is ever lost. It is all stored. And it's simply a matter of us being open and then receptive. The key is to tap into and understand how you perceive the impressions yourself. Not everyone sees. Often it is just a feeling or sense of an environment and then knowledge of something. Perception is often a simple matter of knowing, thinking, and trusting in yourself. One of the most valuable things I think all of us can do to really help our ability to receive impressions is to begin to trust, for many people, the first thought that comes into our mind when you're in an altered state of consciousness, like regression. You don't block it, you don't second guess it, you just open up to that information. You allow it to flow. You trust in the impressions and allow them to build and grow. Whatever the impression may be, One of the things that I'm asked is, how do I know what I am perceiving is an actual event or a made-up event? The only answer to that is, of course, you have to trust yourself. Our subconscious mind is extremely powerful, and our subconscious mind wants to communicate. It wants to help us to grow spiritually. And if we are open to receive, it will send the images and information we need. And we have to begin to open to this concept. Now, how do you know for sure? To be quite frank, you probably never will. It's a matter of self-trust. It's a matter of being open. And also, often with experience, you can begin to verify the experiences. For instance, if you're getting imagery, like I have done on many occasions, when I receive imagery from World War II, when I was a German tank commander, this imagery, at first, I doubted the information. I've had the same event occur time and time again. In other words, I've had this information confirmed to me, and the same thing can happen to you if you're open to it. So don't second guess the first thing that pops into your mind, because I have found that often that is the image that is important to you. The images that have the strongest energy will be those that will come to the forefront of our mind. In a very real sense, it's energy and emotion that is stored in our subconscious mind from a critical event that has influence upon us now. This could be a past life, some dramatic event that's influencing us now, or from several past lives ago. The strongest images will often bleed through from our subconscious mind to our conscious mind, and it is up to us to be open, receptive to that information in any way that it appears, whether it's through visual or feeling or even just a simple thought. This is so important to the entire process. Be open and enjoy the impressions, no matter how you receive them. In the final analysis, you are the only valid judge of your experiences.
4D technology utilizes the theory of brain synchronization to aid you in your spiritual adventures. Multiple layers of specifically tuned frequencies are used to create binaural beats. When using a recording that has been encoded with 4D technology, try to use both headphones and loudspeakers at the same time to achieve the greatest effect. With the use of headphones, specific frequencies are directed to the left and to the right hemispheres of your brain. With the use of loudspeakers, your body is exposed to low-frequency vibrations, relaxing your body at the cellular level. Brain synchronization and binaural beats have been used for centuries. For example, the Tibetans use tingas to create binaural beats. Tingas have two chimes connected by a string. Each chime is tuned to its own frequency. When the chimes are struck together, a binaural beat is formed. We have expanded upon these ancient concepts by using multiple layers of specifically tuned frequencies that help the subconscious and conscious mind relax and achieve an altered state of being. Here is an example of how binaural beats are formed. I have chosen two arbitrary tones. In your right ear, I am going to play a frequency of 150 Hz. Now, in your left ear, I am going to play a frequency of 146 Hz. When these frequencies are played separately, you hear two distinct and solid tones. Now I will play each of these frequencies, one in the right and one in the left, at exactly the same time and in phase. ¶¶ A third tone is created. A new tone, a binaural beat, is created by your mind. This tone is equal to 4 hertz, the difference between the tone you hear in your right ear and the tone you hear in your left. Through the use of specifically tuned frequencies, we can help you achieve different states of consciousness. In order to bring you the best tools for exploration available today, we have combined expert guided imagery from William Buhlmann, soothing music, 4D technology, and improved recording techniques on compact disc. Each meditation is 60 minutes in length. Plenty of time is given between suggestions and imagery to allow your meditation to unfold. This time will be signaled when William's voice slowly fades into the distance. When new suggestions or imagery is to be added to your meditation, William's voice will slowly fade into the foreground. These tools were designed to make your experience richer and easier to recall. So keep in mind, the most important aspect of these meditations are your impressions and your experiences. Do not focus on the music or the 4D technology. Focus on your experience and your impressions. The guided imagery, music, and 4D technology are tools to aid you in your spiritual adventures. 4D technology utilizes the theory of brain synchronization to aid you in your spiritual adventures. Multiple layers of specifically tuned frequencies are used to create binaural beats. When using a recording that has been encoded with 4D technology, try to use both headphones and loudspeakers at the same time to achieve the greatest effect. With the use of headphones, specific frequencies are directed to the left and to the right hemispheres of your brain. With the use of loudspeakers, your body is exposed to low-frequency vibrations, relaxing your body at the cellular level. Brain synchronization and binaural beats have been used for centuries. For example, the Tibetans use tingas to create binaural beats. Tingas have 2 chimes connected by a string. Each chime is tuned to its own frequency. When the chimes are struck together, a binaural beat is formed. We have expanded upon these ancient concepts by using multiple layers of specifically tuned frequencies that help the subconscious and conscious mind relax and achieve an altered state of being. Here is an example of how binaural beats are formed. I have chosen 2 arbitrary tones. In your right ear, I am going to play a frequency of 150 Hz. Now, in your left ear, I am going to play a frequency of 146 Hz. When these frequencies are played separately, you hear 2 distinct and solid tones. Now I will play each of these frequencies, one in the right and one in the left, at exactly the same time and in phase. A third tone is created, a new tone, a binaural beat, is created by your mind. This tone is equal to 4 hertz, the difference between the tone you hear in your right ear and the tone you hear in your left. Through the use of specifically tuned frequencies, we can help you achieve different states of consciousness. In order to bring you the best tools for exploration available today, we have combined expert guided imagery from William Buhlmann, soothing music, 4D technology, and improved recording techniques on compact disc. Each meditation is 60 minutes in length. Plenty of time is given between suggestions and imagery to allow your meditation to unfold. This time will be signaled when William's voice slowly fades into the distance. When new suggestions or imagery is to be added to your meditation, William's voice will slowly fade into the foreground. These tools were designed to make your experience richer and easier to recall. So keep in mind, the most important aspect of these meditations are your impressions and your experiences. Do not focus on the music or the 4D technology. Focus on your experience and your impressions. The guided imagery, music, and 4D technology are tools to aid you in your spiritual adventures.